Blog Talk Radio.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Yeah, that's what's real, when I hit it, bounce back. You ain't get shit. Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Hey, I've been broke as hell, catch a check and bounce back. Bounce out of LAX, every week I bounce back.
If you're a real one, then you know how to bounce back.
Don't know nobody, oh nobody, always on the fucking job.
Whoa, what's up, NBA Fantasy Football Edition Commits coming in, week one. Man, it has just been crazy. We just got finished with our fantasy football draft. So, I don't know what's going on with everyone. Even my dog's excited. Look, she's barking at the door. But this year we got a lot of great things going on. Okay, it looks like I'm back signed in. So we're going to get this thing started. So once again, this is week one of the NBA Fantasy Football League. I got NBA Big Leaguer Teddy, Coach Teddy of the Life Support Team. He's calling in. So we're going to see what he got, what he wants to say.
We know everybody had it. We not having it this year. You rookies paying $75 for a person. That's crazy. But guess what? We got some for that, too.
Man, look, I couldn't much click over and you going in. That's what I'm talking about. So, hey, how's it going? We got Coach Teddy of Team Life Support. How's it going?
Pretty good, man. Just sit back, like relax.
Okay. I'm sorry. What you was doing?
Sit back, relax, and sipping on this here Crown Royal that I like to sip on.
Okay. Hey, you know, so I got to show off with my drops right now. You know, I've been, new to this, but I got some drops. So you sipping on that Crown Royal. So are you checking out the fantasy football team? What's going on?
Yeah, well, currently we're set up for week one to play this rookie who paid $75. I don't even want to discuss it. But currently, we've set up the roster, that's it.
Okay, so, yeah, because it's been a talk of the league to where this rookie big leaguer paid $75 for Le'Veon Bell. What do you think about that?
Well, quite frankly, I think he done lost his doggone mind, dog. Ain't no way in the world you're going to spend. All right, so he spent $75 for Le'Veon Bell. But the rest of the draft, he couldn't draft nobody because he ain't have no more money. So, you know, rookie mistake, we understand. But he going to pay for it for the rest of the season.
Okay, cool. Well, you know, that's a rookie mistake, but, I mean, once I look at this matchup, you all are evenly matched. So, I mean, rookie mistake, rookie coach, it's like, y'all are dead even from week one.
Yeah, we dead even. It's the numbers don't lie. We even. But how much production you going to get out of one person for $75? Obviously, he must think that Le'Veon Bell going to run passes, catch the ball, throw the ball, and do everything he needs to win this game.
Hey,
I like to see Mike
Thomas
funny, let that happen.
Ironically, he actually does. I said, ironically, he actually does. Think that, like, he came and sat over here and said that he was going to break the bank on Le'Veon Bell. So,
well, he did. And week one, he going to pay for it.
Okay. So everyone in the league, you heard it here. Big leaguer, Coach Teddy said he's gonna smash Houston Eagles in week one. All right, so cool. So were you able to make the draft?
Yes, yes, I was. Yes, I was.
All right, I don't know draft what was. Happened. Like, how did you, how were you able to make the draft? Because everyone, it was like, it was a trending thing that everyone was oversleeping.
What? I got 30 minutes of sleep from 5:30 to 6 o'clock. I was up with computers loaded, phone on, in front of the TV, waiting for the draft to start. Matter of fact, I logged in 10 minutes ahead of time to make sure everything was straight when that first draft started.
Wow.
Obviously, the rookies don't know no better. They don't understand how our draft works. If you're not there and the computer pick your team, that's your team for the rest of the year. Nobody wants that.
No. Hey, that is what I was saying that because it was a second year rookie coach, Team Spectacular. He was out there soliciting trades for AJ Green. Like, did you jump for that?
No, indeed, no. Why? For what? You can keep him. You bought him? Keep him. Now you're going to keep him for the rest of the year.
Wow, that is crazy. That is crazy. Okay. So, how would you, who was your main person going into the draft? Who did you want? Did you get him or did you wait too
always.
Long and let another coach steal him?
Always. Well, somebody's been my favorite player on the board, and I just couldn't sit back and let no rookie have him. I sprung at the thought of having him on my team again, and I just couldn't pass it up, man. I had to have him. Then to see a rookie with him and no, wasn't happening. I just couldn't pass that up. So I grabbed my favorite player.
Okay, I mean, you say he's your favorite player, but it's like a guess who game. You never said his name. Like, who's your favorite player?
I'm not going to say his name. We still got to go through the draft next year. Now, those that have been in the league for a while pretty much know. And the rookies, they got to figure it out. No, I'm not going to say his name. Let him guess.
Okay. All right, well, I like you. I see you like to play a lot of guess who games, so I'm going to let you pass with that. And, I'm looking at your team right here, and I see a nice stud. But, hey, we'll just keep moving on to the next question. So anything that you want to say to the coaches in the league? This 2017, last year, I think you came back, you placed in the bottom two of the league. So, this year's a fresh start. So, different strategy. What did you change coming into 2017?
My preparation. I changed preparation. See, before I was like the rookies. I get the big name when a player get injured and like, oh, man, I don't know what to do. So this year I actually put a little preparation into scouting and knowing all of the players on all of the teams, first position, second position, who riding the bench. And I did that more this year than I've ever did before. My strategy has evolved from just playing to actually paying attention and playing. So we're going to see what this year's got to offer.
All right, cool. So it sounds like you went from a rookie to a big league. I really don't know how to take that, sir, but I see you 2017, big things popping. So what would you say to our rookies, since it took you a while up until this year to change your strategy, to acknowledge the competition, what would you suggest to up-and-coming rookies into the league?
Don't take a win for granted. If you won, good, kudos. However, the person that you played against studied, practiced, mock draft, and did everything else that was possible to prepare for this game. Don't take it for granted. Take your win, get your wins. Work hard at getting your wins.
All right, work hard. Now, all right, when you say work hard, meaning like do push-ups, you know, push-ups, jumping jacks, you know, what do you mean work hard?
Study. Watch SportsCenter. Watch the fantasy reports. Troll information. Because information is power. If you know a man tweets something in practice, hey, it's a chance that he might not play on Sunday. That's information. That's power.
Okay, well, they say knowledge is power, and what they say, ignorance is detrimental. So we'll see how that goes, because right now, you know, if you win the league, you get like $1,800, I mean, $800 for first place. So, and if you come up in the bottom two, you get booted back to the junior league. Get your game up. Hustle hard. You know what, Carter 18
right.
Coming out something? Hey, I don't know. But, hey, it is funny because yesterday we just had your rival coach, team you're born in. And it was funny, he came out here and he didn't even know who you were. He didn't even know that your team name
that's
changed.
That's right. He ain't got to know who I am. He ain't got to know who I am. He's going to know who I am in week two. That's all that matters.
All right, so wait, what's your team name? You got to let the coaches know. Well, what's your team name?
Life Support. I'm going to give life and support to all you rookies trying to take the crown.
You said that with your chest, but, you know, so where did you get your name from?
Life Support is my team name, in which that is also my profession. I'm a paramedic. Now, my name, actual name, is Teddy. I got that from being a fat boy on the block. And it's stuck. It's stuck. It never went away. So there you have it.
Okay. Cool. So you got Teddy from being a fat kid on the block. And, you know, what's your team name? You got Life Support from being able to save someone's life. That's pretty cool. So fat kid is able to save someone's life. Man, I just thought y'all were able to eat, you know, recommend the best pastries in the bakery. So, hey, you know, 2017.
Hey, I can still do that, too.
All right, well, cool. So with recommendations, you know, who do you think is, you know, who's the up-and-coming rookie in the league? You know, which rookie coach do you think is coming up? Let me ask that. You know, we got a few rookies this league, and they're making, you know, some challenge.
Well, you know, they make some challenge, but I'm really, really paying attention to one particular rookie coach, brought in by a friend of mine that I used to work with. I ain't gonna say no names, but he know who he is. He brought these rookies in, and these rookies is talking mad trash. So I'm really, really sitting back watching to see what these two rookies gonna do. I want to know what they gonna do.
So I mean, well, what did they do to get your attention?
The not so subtle, yeah, bragging on what they did in the past in other leagues and stuff like that. And man, I got 13 championships in ESPN. Well, this ain't ESPN. And
Wait, hold on. You got to put a pause. I think I got a drop or something for that. You know what I'm saying? You got to let me get a drop. All right. Well, can you repeat that for me, sir?
They said that they were champions in other leagues, in ESPN, and dude, this ain't ESPN.
Hey, this is the Eye of the Tiger, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hey,
right.
It doesn't matter what league you was in. You know, this is how we roll in the NBA fantasy football big league. Any league is highly competitive. So, all right, I'm with you on that, but I'm still working on my drop, but all right, cool. So what's the name of this this rookie coach that you got your eye on?
I really don't want to put him on Front Street like that.
I don't know how to put him out there, man. You just can't, you know, you just can't dance around. I can't
put him out there like that, bro. I really don't want, you know, embarrass nobody, you know. On live radio, that's just wrong. I'm not that type of person. But you know, we try to
He's
be
not
humble.
That type of person.
But,
what is this one?
Yeah. We trying to be humble and make them sit down, you know. So I'm not gonna do that. We're just gonna let the season talk for us.
Okay. All right, then letting the season talk. You know, where you got a rookie playing, you know, rookie big leaguer playing this league, you know, playing in week one. You have you also have your rivalry coach playing in week two. He didn't even know who you were. Like I said, I just really can't dance around that. So if you think he's not competitive, or you know, like what are you going to do different between week one and week two?
Now, Commiss, with all due respect, I respect your game and I respect your standpoint. I ain't about to tell you my game plan to deal with your boy and them. But we too. Because then he going to be ready. I don't want him ready. I want him to sit back just like he doing now and not know who I am. So when I steal his W from under his nose, man, what the hell? That's what I want him to reply.
Okay. Cool. All right, I like that. So, you know, who's your star player this year?
This year, I didn't go with my traditional star players. However, I do have Aaron Rodgers, you know, in which he always comes through for me. So, we're going to see what the league got for us this year, what they're going to let him do.
Cool. Well, you know, I got to tell you, man, this is the first Amendment interview, and this is the longest one I've done so far. This is a 30-minute interview. So, you know, with that, you know, you hear my son coming in the door. He's fussing at me right now because he called me, but I was live on the air. So, all right. So, with that, Coach Teddy, how many leagues are you playing in this year?
This is it, baby. Only one. Ain't no need for nobody else. You know, my time is constantly consuming, occupied with this one. I don't have time to be playing with my leagues. I dominate them anyway.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, so with that being said, you know, is there anything else that you want? You know, you maybe want to tell the leagues, strike fear in your first, your week one. Who you playing in week one?
Actually, week one, I just want to win because he spent $75 on the player. I'm more excited and concerned about week two. This rivalry has been going on since forever, and it will continue to go on forever. So I'm more concerned with week two than week one.
Wow. I'm going to tell you what's crazy. What people don't know is that you all had almost made me cancel the league after one of these years. Like, I put the clause in, don't take the fantasy out of fantasy football because of y'all two. Y'all had got on my everlasting nerve, on my amazing grace to floating opportunity nerve. I mean, on my sitting on side of the road nerve. On my sitting on side of the corner, on top of the hill nerve. I don't know any other type of nerve I can explain to say that y'all got on my nerve. So, hey, this is a very long lasting rivalry right here.
Yeah, and it's going to continue forever. I can't wait for week two. Week two is more important than week one. Week one, you a rookie. You ain't nobody. I deal with you when you come. But week two is what I'm waiting on. I can't wait to get this W from under his nose. That's what I live for. That's what I want. Thrive for, that's what I drive for. I practice and waited all off season, mock draft after mock draft after mock draft, fantasy football after fantasy football after fantasy, just to get to week two to to deal with him.
Hey, there it is, right there. You know what I'm saying? You just put it on F, put it on wax. You know what I'm saying? It can be recorded.
Right.
It can't be fast forward. But, hey, you know, it can be rewinded. Just in case they missed it the first time. You heard it here. Blog Talk Radio, NBA, Fantasy Football League. I'm here live with Big Leaguer Coach Seth, who said week two is Gucci. Week one, he's a rookie, so I don't even must see your money. But, hey, he the man right here. We come in with Mystical. We coming out with Mystical. He the man right here. I'm the man right here to commit. I'm live in your ear. Hey, 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 hey. All right, we about to be signing off. So anything you want to say there, Coach Teddy?
Nah, man, we good. We good. I'm going back to sipping on this crown while I prepare for this week and, you know, demolish this little rookie.
Right. Sip on that crown, falling down. I'm over here, you know, sipping on that thing with you, you hear me? But I'm going to catch you on the flip side. I'm out. CD called the counter. Hey, all right, fam, I'm a high
one.
One.